Hey guys, welcome to The Adapt Effect. This is a podcast designed to give you an approachable take to help you grow in all things health, wellness, and fitness. I'm your host, Amber Dupree, and you're now listening to episode 18. All right, I promise you guys I was going to start getting back to it, and this is me maintaining and keeping that promise. I'm probably going to wiggle it down to releasing one episode a week instead of two like I was doing during quarantine, but life is crazy, as you guys know, so I think one is a little bit more realistic for my current schedule. But today's episode is all going to be based off of why you should hire a personal trainer. And more specifically, it's going to kind of cover why you should not hire a personal trainer solely based off of their looks, right? So in my professional opinion, and I've worked in this industry since I was 16, so literally 10 years now, 10 or 8 out of 10 times, if you hire a personal trainer just based off of what they look like, you're going to fail in your own fitness journey, right? So in my opinion, hiring a personal trainer based off of what they look like is just plain stupid. Should you take into account what they look like and how much they care for their own body? Yes, it's something that you should take into account, but I feel like with Instagram and Facebook and, you know, TikTok and all these like modalities of, you know, where influencers can kind of outreach people, we're so consumed by like these people with these like amazing bodies that in reality, maybe top 5% have, and we kind of obsess over this. So I really want to start having you guys understand that to have a trainer with a wealth of knowledge who might just kind of look overall healthy, right? Like overall fit, like average, a little bit above average. There's nothing wrong with that, right? So a personal trainer might be at a point in their career where they're not solely focused on themselves having six-pack abs, right? That personal trainer might say, hey, I'm so devoted to my business right now, i.e. the clients, that I'm not going to, you know, be so strict on myself and kind of stress myself out over eating six times a day and doing two hours of cardio and training 7 days a week and eating chicken, rice, and broccoli, whatever that may look like to them. Instead, they might say, let me shift gears a little bit, give myself 4 days out of the week where I train and work on mobility and things of that nature. And the rest, it's just kind of balance, right? So a lot of really amazing trainers I know have a really good sense of balance. And this might make them look average or a little bit above average, right? I would say above average. But they're still overall healthy, overall fit. But they might not have like the jacked arms and the ripped abs or, you know, things that these people all over social media have, right? So I'm not saying your trainer shouldn't have good overall health. So I just really want to make that point very clear. And good overall health, this includes mobility, adequate strength. They should have a good handle on their nutrition. I think a good personal trainer does have all those things, but it's not to the point where their 100% focus is on themselves. Once you really get into your career for personal training and being like a fitness professional, you really start to shift your time and your patience and your energy, I guess you can say, on growing your business and on your clientele. So it's almost as if you're not as high of a priority as you have always put yourself in the past. Not to say you're not still yourself's biggest priority, but maybe instead of spending 7 days in the gym, you're sacrificing a few days to give that extra energy to your clientele, right? So I will say this, more often than not, the biggest guy in the room, the most jacked guy in the room, the one with the ripped abs and like the biggest arms, in my opinion, that's not going to be the best option if you're looking to choose a personal trainer. Now, I can't even give you an example for where I work, right? So I work at Around the Clock. It's a corporate gym here in Florida. And over my years of being the fitness manager, I've hired, you know, quite a few people. Even before I got hired as a manager, I was a trainer there. So I saw a lot of trainers come and go, right? And I'm telling you, since the day I started there 2 years ago, if I were to line up every single person, every single trainer that has ever trained at Around the Clock and picked out the one who physically looked the best, who was most aesthetically pleasing, who was the biggest, rippedest, juiciest guy there, it was actually a girl, so I don't know why I'm saying guy. But if I would have picked the one who was the most incredible shape, it would have been a girl who worked there. And this was a girl who worked there maybe about a year ago. Not to say she wasn't a good trainer, but she was very low on the rankings of the best, right? So at Around the Clock, we have a lot of phenomenal trainers. We have trainers who have been in the industry for 10 plus years, who have been training people, who have trained pro athletes, who just really know their stuff, who have over 100 certifications. So this girl, she was a good trainer, which is why she got hired. But in comparison to the other trainers who have come and go from Around the Clock, she may have looked the best, but she didn't have the most skill. She couldn't apply it to a lot of her clientele. She didn't work on mobility, right? So she knew how to train herself and coach herself, but she didn't necessarily know how to apply that to a diverse clientele. And this is something that's really, really important. So a lot of trainers, they know how to train themselves. They know their bodies. Or even yet, some of them have coaches themselves, right? And I do think that coaches need coaches as well, but that's a different topic for a different day. But a lot of these trainers have coaches themselves, pushing them, motivating them, giving them a meal plan, or writing them out their training regimen, right? So just because they look great themselves, that does not mean that they have the knowledge, one, because like I said, they could have a coach. So that doesn't mean they have the knowledge. And B, that doesn't mean they know how to apply that knowledge to a diverse clientele. So when you're training, one thing you really know, like if you're an experienced PT, is you can maybe train 1 out of 100 clients you have the way you train yourself. Every single body is different. And I know this is very cliche in the fitness industry, but it's very true. I could maybe train 2 of my clients the way I train myself. And so if I didn't have knowledge and information of, you know, modifications and different styles of training, or know how to modify on the spot, give them a regression on the spot, I would never help my clientele see progress, because their progress and their success is largely going to look very, very, very different from my progress, right? So how I get to my goal is going to be different from my clientele getting to their goal. Not only is the journey going to be different, but the goals are going to be different as well. So for a jacked bodybuilder who's a trainer, their goal will very well be to step on stage, to go pro, to step on a pro stage. That training modality is going to be very different for the general population who maybe wants to lose weight, or even a pregnant mother who wants to stay in shape, or maybe a lady who just gave birth and wants to lose the baby weight. No trainer in their right mind is going to put somebody like that or somebody with an injury through their training regimen, right? So this is what I mean when I say, yes, overall health definitely plays a role into personal training, and I don't think that your trainer should be very out of shape, or, you know, whatever that means. But that also, you have to take into account, even if they are, you know, I know older personal trainers who like are in their 60s. They're not in incredible shape. You know, they're in average shape for their age, but their wealth of knowledge could take any person pro. You know what I mean? So it just goes to show you really can't rely on just aesthetics when it comes to picking a personal trainer. So I have girls in the gym, you know, when I was competing, they would come up to me like, oh, I want to train with you because of the way you look. And they would go to my fitness manager at the time, and they literally would say, hey, I want her as a trainer because of the way she looks. Now, the funny part of that is when I was competing, this was years ago, but when I was competing, that was the most selfish I've ever been. That was the worst product I've ever given to my clientele. And that was the least amount of knowledge I ever had as a personal trainer. So physically, I looked amazing. I looked twice as good as I look now. I mean, you know, I guess that goes like beauty is in the eye of the beholder, I guess you can say. So depending on who you ask, I'm still in shape. But in the fitness industry, I guess you could say, in the eyes of the fitness world, I looked twice as good back then. However, I didn't know how to train somebody who didn't look like me. I had no idea how to work with injuries. I was very, very, very selfish. So my clients didn't get my extra time. If you texted me after I got off on my shift, no way in hell was I texting you back, right? I wasn't spending weekends doing programming. I wasn't spending weekends doing continuing education. I wasn't in school. My main focus, my main priority was myself and that show. So my clients got the bare minimum for me during that time period. Now, fast forward, you know, years later, still in overall good shape. I have my overall health. Of course, you know, I can show my clients the exercise before they need to do it, right? Any exercise I have my clients do, I can do. Any mobility routine I have my clients do, I can do. So I do think that's a big part of personal training, is you have to be able to show your clientele what they need to do as well. But I am not jacked. I do not have a six pack anymore, you know, but this is the best care I've ever given my clients. This is the most knowledge I've ever had for my clients. And I finally know how to apply information to a diverse clientele. And I know how to do that because of the time I spent getting extra certifications, because of the time I spent getting continuing education, because the time I spent when I wasn't getting paid learning or training people for free, or just because I had more free time on my hand, I trained more. So that gave me more experience. You know what I mean? So, I mean, if you take the me when I was competing and the me now, you put them side to side. No, I don't look as good as I looked then, but my clients were not getting the same product that they're getting now. So it just goes to show you guys, you really can't just look at the hottest girl on Instagram with a big ass and be like, oh my God, I want to look like her. I'm going to pay $500 a month for her to be my trainer, without you doing any of your own due diligence and research on that person, right? So what do you look for in a trainer, right? So like, what should you even be looking for? If I'm telling you to not only rely on their looks, what is there else, right? So I always think that you should be able to start off with one session. During that one session, don't buy a 3-month agreement. Don't buy a 12-month agreement. Don't buy 50 sessions with this one trainer just because of the way they look. Go through one session. Most gyms will give you a free complimentary session. Go through one session and just see if you're compatible. See if it's a good match for you. See if it's a good match for your trainer. Right? So any client I'm onboarding, I always give them a complimentary session. In fact, everyone at Around the Clock, we give every new member a complimentary session. Anyone signing up for personal training, we give them a complimentary session. This is because we need to see if we are a good match. Or if I'm having my trainer go through a complimentary session with somebody, that trainer and that person might come back to me expecting me, you know, to sign them up for personal training. And they could just be open and honest with me. The trainer might say, hey, Amber, this person really needs personal training, but we just didn't click. Or I know Brenda would be a better fit for this clientele. They have better knowledge, or they have likewise personalities, or they specialize in injuries and I'm not that comfortable with injuries. So I think it's very, very, very important for you to start with one session and to just see if you're compatible. You need to see if your philosophies line up with each other. So if you need someone, if you know you're working with injuries, then you don't need a pro bodybuilder who has no experience with injuries training you. You need somebody who maybe has gone through like a exercise science program or is a PTA or something of that nature. Somebody who has some type of extra additive certification for injury, or somebody who has just worked with injuries all their life. Maybe they went through an injury themselves and it kind of sparked their interest, and now they work with a diverse clientele with diverse injuries. So you need to set your expectations up right off the bat. That way that you know what you're asking from that personal trainer, and that personal trainer can honestly and openly tell you, yeah, I can provide that service, or maybe you're better off with somebody else that I may know, since the industry is so small and compact, right? So step one is just do a session, see if you're compatible before you spend all this money, right? I kind of touched on this in the last point, but the next thing I really think you need to do is set clear expectations and make sure you and your trainer are on the same page. I can't tell you how many times, especially at Around the Clock, so since I'm the fitness manager, I have to close deals for my personal trainers. I can't tell you how many times, you know, back in the day with old trainers, they would bring them into the office to close a deal, and then I would sit down and talk to the client, just me and that client, and I'd be like, okay, how was the session? They'd be like, oh, well, it was great, but I really wanted X, Y, and Z out of this session, and I only got A, B, C. So maybe that person needs personal training for motivation, for accountability, but the trainer was so self-consumed with themselves and just, you know, looking at themselves in the mirror, or just texting during the session, or just, you know, not putting them through the motions and not really giving them that motivational piece, which is what they asked for, right? Or maybe you're somebody, like I said, who really needs help with injuries, and you're paired with a trainer who may have known about injuries, but you weren't clear with them that, hey, my knee hurts, or hey, I tore my ACL, I need to focus on this. And so they killed your legs and they put you into a lot of knee flexion and exercises of that nature where you shouldn't have been doing. So that's why I say it's very, very, very important to set clear expectations with your trainer. That way you and your trainer can start the relationship with honesty, because you have to be honest with your trainer. If you're not honest with your trainer, you're doing your trainer a disservice, and honestly, you're doing yourself a disservice as well. All right, next thing I think that you should look for when it comes to a personal trainer is look for certifications over Instagram hype. So look for what kind of time they've invested in themselves to continue their education, to do research, to maybe get an additional certification. Are they even certified? Have they gone through maybe a bachelor's program? Have they gone through a master's program? Have they, you know, just been training for 20 plus years and have a wealth of knowledge that way? How did they get to the point they're at? How's their reputation? And just kind of, instead of, this ties back to my main point, instead of just looking at Instagram and seeing the hype somebody has on Instagram, it could be 20 of their close friends gassing them up because they're a hot girl. Like, always, always, always look for certifications, continuing education, experience, mainly experience, over Instagram hype, right? The next thing you kind of want to make sure you're looking out for during that session I was telling you guys to do, so during that complimentary session, is make sure that person training you is more concerned about you than they are concerned about themselves. So if you have a trainer who is not paying attention to you, who is not listening to you, who is maybe just on their phone a lot or looking in the mirror, flexing constantly instead of paying attention to you, fucking ditch them. That's like the most annoying thing ever as a personal trainer. Ditch that person, because you're paying for 30 minutes or you're paying for an hour. You're paying for that service. You deserve that undivided attention, right? Next thing I really think you should look for is somebody who explains things. Not only explains things, but they explain it to where you can understand it, right? So it's great if you have your master's degree in exercise science and you know all these amazing terms. You have to talk to your clients to where they're going to understand it, because something that's common sense as a trainer will definitely not be common sense to that client, right? So you have to make sure you're relaying the message or the exercise or whatever you're trying to get across to your client. You have to make sure that you're speaking English to them, right? If you're using all these scientific terms, you're talking a foreign language to them. So make sure you have somebody who has really good communication skills as well. That's probably one of the biggest things that, in my opinion, is overlooked. As a trainer, your communication skills has to be A1. And if you're not great with communication, then we talk about continuing education all the time. Take a course in communication, take a public speaking class, or, you know, just do your own research. Like we said, everything gets better with repetition and experience. Just, you know, have more experience in that realm, right? So maybe talk more in front of large groups, or, you know, take public speaking courses or whatever that looks like to you. Just get those reps in with communicating. That way you can become more fluent and more relatable to your clients as well, right? I also think that somebody who's explaining things to you needs to freaking explain them, right? So if you have a trainer and your trainer's like, you should always ask your trainer, why am I doing this? That way you can learn yourself. But your trainer should never come back to you with, oh, because I said so, or oh, because it's good for you, or oh, because you should. If your trainer can't explain to you why you're doing the movement you're doing, or why you're doing the positioning you're doing, or why you're on the nutrition plan that you are, ditch them. They should always be able to explain, and they should never get annoyed with you either. So another thing to look for in personal training is somebody who holds you accountable and somebody who helps you with motivation. That's part of their job as a trainer, right? people get personal trainers for so many different reasons, right? Maybe it's for the education piece. Maybe it's for the motivation piece. Maybe it's for the accountability piece. Whatever piece it is that they're asking for, your personal trainer needs to be giving you all of those pieces, right? So if you're somebody who has a discipline to get to the gym, but maybe you need that motivation or that change in the routine, your personal trainer should be giving that to you. You also need somebody who really, I think, understands the importance of the basics when it comes to nutrition and lifting. I think that oftentimes because of social media, we get so lost in these crazy cool exercises and these crazy fad diets that we think that that's the way to go. And it's so, so, so important, especially when you're starting your fitness journey, to lay a solid foundation. So make sure your trainer understands how to do that. Make sure they know how to teach you how to do, you know, squats, bench press, deadlift, these really foundational movements. Make sure your trainer teaches you breathing techniques, walking techniques, teaches you stretches, mobility, all these things. Make sure they're not just kind of hounding you with weights and, like, you know, making you push obscene amounts of weights. Make sure that they're kind of giving you the whole package. So whether that be, like, you know, stretching and mobility work and, you know, teaching you how to breathe, teaching you how to properly walk, teaching you really good posture, corrective exercise. These things should all be implemented, because the more time you're working out with your trainer, yeah, it's great to be able to get stronger, but there's so many other measurements of improvement, right? And if you're not doing anything to measure improvement other than strength training, you're going to find yourself being really unsatisfied. So what I mean by that, guys, is make sure, say you have really poor ankle flexion, make sure you're really working on your ankle mobility. Make sure you're stretching your calves. See if that's improving, right? So see if your knee, I'm not going to explain it to you guys like that, but see if you're getting more flexible. See if your mobility is getting better. So those are easy ways also to track your successful, like, to track your success with the trainer you have. Is your mobility getting better? Is your relationship with food getting better? This is a really important one as well, guys. You know, if your trainer is just, like, making you do something crazy that doesn't work for you and your lifestyle, like eat chicken, rice, and broccoli 6 times a day, and that doesn't work for you, it's going to develop this really poor relationship with food. So make sure your trainer is helping you create a healthy relationship, not only with your workouts, but with food and nutrition as well. I think a good personal trainer should have experience. Now, this is one of those catch-22s, because it's kind of like, how do I get experience if nobody will hire me? We all start training our friends and family for free, and you're never too good to train anyone for free. I truly believe that. But let them get some reps under their belt by training friends, family, and then getting a job and training more diverse clientele. Let them get some reps underneath their belt before you hire them, especially if you're investing a good amount of money. I do believe that a good personal trainer should have a good amount of experience, because that's really how you learn, right? That's how you really learn how to apply what the book teaches you. And that's what makes you a better personal trainer all around, right? Also, on that note, is their work ethic has to be A1. And they have to have this burning desire, I think, to never want to stop learning. That's a really admirable trait in a personal trainer. They should never think they know everything. In life, anyone who thinks they know everything, they've already lost so much knowledge. Right? So you should always be, especially as a trainer, in my opinion, because the fitness industry is always evolving, you should always be looking for more education, more continuing education, more diverse clientele to get more experience. So they should always be learning. All right, guys. So what are some common red flags? I've mentioned a few of these before, but I'm going to go through a little list for you guys. So if you see these from a personal trainer, this is your notion to get the fuck out and run. So if you see any of these things in a trainer, like I said, run. If they're not listening to you, or if they don't seem to care when you're experiencing pain or discomfort, get out. If they can't or they won't explain how their workouts will help you reach your goal, they refuse to do that, or they just say, because I said so, get out. If they lean on body shaming for motivational purposes. So if you're in the gym with your trainer and your trainer's just kind of bashing people who don't look like them or might not be fit or even look like they're in good overall health, if they're bashing or body shaming those people, that's a shitty trainer. because anyone in the fitness industry should be lifting people up and not tearing them down. And body shaming, this, if somebody is body shaming, especially a fitness professional, this is not confidence. So even just today, I saw a post on social media that really kind of ticked me off. Sage, can you chill? Sorry, my dog's going crazy, but it really ticked me off. It's just kind of like, you know, bashing girls who wear like sports bras and stuff to the gym. That's still a form of body shaming. So if you're a trainer and you're like, oh my God, what the, like, why do girls have to do that? You can't say you are for women empowerment and for uplifting others, because that's what the fitness industry is. It's essentially uplifting others. How dare you be in a realm, in an industry that is built on helping others, and just you're tearing people down. So your trainer should never, ever, ever be body shaming anyone. Fat, skinny, in great health and not great health, whatever that looks like to them, they shouldn't be picking those people apart. And oftentimes I see trainers who do this even to people who are in good shape because of what they're wearing or because of how they're lifting or whatever. Your trainer should never just be walking around the gym laughing at people. And if they are, that's a shitty fucking trainer, okay? They should be trying to help these people. So, next thing. So if your coach does that, they lean on body shaming for motivational purposes, get out. Find a new trainer. If they spend more time in the session looking at themselves in the mirror than coaching you, get out, get a new trainer. If they're not asking you and constantly checking in with you on how you're feeling and how the progressive programming is going for your training sessions and how the results you're seeing, if they're not checking in to see like, hey, let's look at our data, are we on the right path or not? If they're not constantly communicating with you, guys, there's so many great trainers who will do these things with you. So just get a new freaking trainer. All right. So guys, that pretty much sums up the show. I want to give a huge thank you to all of you that took the time out of your day to learn, grow, and adapt with me. For more of me, go ahead and follow my personal IG at amber.dupree, D-U-P-R-E-E. This is where I post daily workouts, health and fitness tips, and really just kind of express myself. So please, please, please go ahead and give me a follow. If you like what you heard, leave me a rating and review. Even if you didn't like what you heard, still leave me a rating and review. That way I can improve. All right. Thank you guys for listening. Talk to you later. Bye.